You ready now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to bring this meeting to order Thursday, March 7th, 2019 at 3 p.m. Pledge of allegiance, please. Pledge of allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we please make sure everybody's cell phones are turned off or to the silent mode, please? Roll call, Gary.
Joe.
Here.
Wes.
Here.
Roy.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Ken.
Here.
I'm going to start off by introducing yourself, Joe, and we'll work to my left.
What was that, Roy? I was shutting my phone off.
Really? Could you introduce yourself and we'll go this way to the left and look there.
Joe Spear, secretary.
I'm getting used to this. One of these days I'll have it down.
Who am I introducing myself?
Yourself.
To? Myself? Yeah. I'm Wes Ferricioli.
Roy Davis.
Ken Range.
Gary Dillinger, port manager.
Travis Webster, harbor master.
Danielle Shepherd, land administrator.
Boyd Allen, Curry Pilot.
Carrie Salt.
Sure.
Sharon Marchem.
Gary Perko.
And Richard Heap on the
Richard, thanks for joining us.
Okay. I'm on the phone.
We have one modification to the agenda. Gary has asked me to incorporate on number 5 information items. He has some port staff info that he wants to relate to the board. At this time, anybody that sits on the board, if they have a potential conflict of interest with the agenda, please say so and declare at this time. Okay. Can I get an approval of the agenda as amended?
I'll make the motion. We approve the agenda as amended.
Can I get a second?
I second it.
Gary?
Joe?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, we have no public comments. So we'll move to action item A, the Base One Piling Project disposal of old piles. Gary?
All right, so we got old piles that we want to scrap out. We called a couple of scrap suppliers. Actually, Travis did. Came up with some estimated costs. And we've got one supplier that's going to give us the best deal. We'd rather get rid of the steel. We don't see any future use for the piles here at the port.
No motion on that, Gary?
Yes.
I'd make a motion to scrap the pilings.
I second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
Option 2.
Yep.
Yes, option 2.
Option 2.
Using Cascade metal and recycling and Grants Pass.
All right. So we got a second?
Second.
Gary?
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, information items, Gary.
All right, this is going to let the board know that April is going to go back to the RV park here in a week and a half. She's going to be on our weekend staff. We're going to start manning that when the summer break starts up.
Spring break starts, we're going to start having somebody at that RV park 7 days a week. It's too many people. We got to have somebody over there the whole time.
Yeah, her other 3 days, she's going to be helping us out in the port office. And we're looking for a front desk moorage manager to take in that position. He's going to be handling all the moorages as well as the front desk duties. So we got to add in the paper for that. And we're also going to create a incident response team that is going to be basically on call. When we have an incident, we're going to have employees on call to respond. So we're looking for individuals on that as well. And we plan on doing quarterly training with these. this team when we do get in place.
When they're on call, how do they get paid?
Hourly.
Pardon me?
Hourly.
Okay. Did they get some, any kind of, for being on call, any kind of...
benefits?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get sick leave.
Okay.
That's the only benefits that we know that, that applies.
These individuals that we're looking for will be for our events. If they get out of hand and we need people, in the case that we have a boat sink and we need more hands, extra people to run equipment, basically emergency bases, and then you know, we're gonna pay them to do quarterly training down here at least one day every 3 months, to go over possible scenarios. Anybody that might or might not be trained in something, be able to go over the ways of the port. And then for responding, we'll just go down the list and call the first people that answer to bring them down here. It'll be on a rotating, you know, whoever got called last will go to the end of the line, and the next people up will be called after that.
If it's their day off, are they going to be restricted as to what they can do? If you, in other words, if you make contact with them, that's fine. If you can't, they're off camping or whatever.
If they're off camping, we just go to the next person.
Okay.
Martha, you have any comments on that?
No.
Any further discussion from the board? Sounds good, Gary. I'm glad we're to that point. We can hire somebody. All right, we are going to adjourn out of regular meeting at 3:07 p.m. Thursday, March 17, 2019. And we're going to ask the public to please step outside, please. Okay, so we're going to adjourn into executive session.